a few words about that gospel today. It also, in a funny sort of way, links in with the first reading from Ecclesiasticus, which is about wisdom. Human wisdom, don't rely on it. It goes wrong. Divine wisdom is something very special. Mark's gospel, really fast-moving gospel, Mark, exciting stories. What you need to know is just before the incident happened with this boy who seems to be having some sort of fits or something that's seized him, we might say today. Before this happened, Jesus is up the mountain. The transfiguration has just happened. Peter, James and John were up the mountain and saw Jesus transfigured. And they come down the mountain and they hear him all arguing. Arguing, that's a clue. Human wisdom. We've got two by-elections on Thursday. Oh, how they argue, don't they? Everyone's in disarray. What should we do next? What should we do? False news, all this sort of stuff. It's just human wisdom just gone berserk. Mad. We need divine wisdom. But there's a little parallel I just want to draw to your attention. Well, do you remember last week, Jesus asked his disciples, who do people say I am? And a lot of people thought Jesus was Moses come back to lead the people to freedom. Clearly he wasn't. The transfiguration, Moses was present. That proves two things. Jesus is not Moses. It also proves that there is life after death. Moses was there. He'd been dead for 1,000 years, still alive, talking to Jesus. They come down the mountain. This had happened to Moses. Do you remember Moses went up the mountain to speak with God and receive the commandments? And then when he's coming down the mountain, there's a hubbub of people. This is why people thought Jesus might be Moses, because what happened to Moses happened to Jesus. But there's a divine wisdom here. As they came down the mountain, as Moses came down the mountain, this hubbub going on. They've made a golden calf. They've lost their faith. They've gone back to the old Egyptian ways they'd had for generations, worshipping a golden calf. No good at all. Jesus knows what's going to happen. He's coming down the mountain. There's a hubbub going on. The disciples have been left behind. And people say, the crowd come, can you cure this boy? It's very interesting to read the gospel and actually see the humanity of it all. There they are. Their leader is up the mountain. The main lead disciples are not there. They've been casting out demons. They have indeed. But this one, it doesn't work. And the reaction of the crowd, you can imagine it. What a load of rubbish. What a load of con merchants. They've lost their faith. Bit of the golden calf rearing its ugly head again here. Then Jesus comes. You remember Father Paul yesterday saying Jesus showed his humanity. It's human to be angry. Jesus doesn't get so much angry as really frustrated. How much have I got to put up with you people? The crowd come to him, not the disciples. The crowd come to Jesus. As if to say, well, we're wasting our time with these people. They can't do it. Let's try the real thing. They go to divine wisdom. And that divine wisdom says, how long have I got to put up with you? And the Father shouts out, help me. Well, you say, heal him if you can. If you can. Can you see how frustrated he is? Of course he can heal him. The man Father says, I do have faith. Can you imagine how desperate that father is for his son to be healed after a lifetime of childhood of this horrible, terrible things happening and having turns and all sorts? Jesus heals him. And people then, their faith is still wobbly. What's going on here? He's killed him. He's killed him. He's lying there. This is what the crowd are saying. No, lifts him up. On the way down from the mountain, he'd been talking with the disciples about the resurrection, telling them what was going to happen. It was just a faint hint of it. It's not a resurrection, but it's life being given back again. Now imagine you're St. Peter or James or John and you've seen this transfiguration. And the first thing that happens when you come into contact with ordinary people is a miracle. And what he's been talking about happens. So don't despair when we find in our lives that we end up arguing and we're getting frustrated and angry and the mob are all shouting one thing and people don't know what to do. This is what happens. The answer to this is to turn to divine wisdom. Which you're doing. You're in church. You're starting off the week the right way.